Hello and welcome to this bonus episode of this series. I will talk about my big takeaways from this class in a larger picture point of view. So the section that I think we should have invested more time on in this class is section 5, the media section. We did not spend that much time on it. I believe some of that had to do with the fact that you had to be away from school for a few classes. I'm not exactly sure, but anyhow, I don't think we delve deep enough into the one subject that I think is constantly affecting us, the media giants that this term is going to sound foil hat and conspiracy-like, but I'll use it anyway. The media giants that control us by feeding us what they want us to see and hear. We had a few assignments on it, one of them which I really enjoyed, for which we had to explore a news item and see how various news publications covered it, trying to find the root bias within the articles themselves. But overall, I did not think we put enough investment into it. I say this especially as an editor of The Boiling Point, who sees what it takes to create honest and unbiased journalism. The section that I think we should have invested less time on is the philosophical thinker section. I completely understand the value of looking at the past, studying the giants and the greats upon whose shoulders we stand, and I am not saying that in any sarcastic way. But I think that since we don't have so much time together, it would have been a better use of our time to focus more on other sections or units rather than taking cursory looks at these philosophical thinkers. Perhaps that could be a summer assignment or summer reading. That is, choosing a philosophical thinker and learning about them before class so that you can take their ideas into the class. Now, the two largest things that I will take away from this class that quote-unquote forever changed my perspective are the following. The number one takeaway is something you told us towards the beginning of this year about when someone has ideas or beliefs based in their ideological perspectives. If you try to convince them otherwise using facts, data, logic, any of that, they will end up digging their heels in further, and it will be harder to convince them otherwise. That idea really hit home for me because it has been my experience where I have tried to convince people of certain positions, but they kept on digging their heels in. So I will keep that in mind next time I deal with someone like that, and I will use the tips that you gave us. Hopefully I'll use them, for having effective dialogue with people. Another large takeaway that I had was something that I spoke about in episode 5, choosing people over institutions for your media consumption. I really liked that idea, and I started to implement that into my own media consumption, where it puts the onus on the person rather than the institution to provide unbiased and objective facts. And I will really take that away from this class. That's it for this bonus episode. Thank you for listening, and have a great summer.